This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1172. Let's tell some dad jokes for Father's Day.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Father's Day is coming up. Do you celebrate this holiday in your country? Today, get some fun phrases and learn about what Father's Day means in American culture. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle. It's going really well. How about you?
I'm good. Well, I'm kind of excited because Father's Day is coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, Father's Day is coming up. I'm excited. You know, it's not easy being a dad. So fathers deserve a day of recognition for sure.
That's true. Do you know, are you going to get to see your dad for Father's Day? Are you doing something special?
I think so. I think I'll be in town. Yep. I'm going to be doing some traveling this summer, but I'm pretty sure that I'll be in town to enjoy it with my dad. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I'm going to be with my dad too. And it's an extra special Father's Day for us because it's Dan's first Father's Day being a dad.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. So now it's kind of even more special than it already was. It was already a special day, but it's another day that I have to work to like figure out something special to do for somebody. And that can be a little bit stressful.
What are you going to do? Do you know?
I don't know yet. I mean, I hope we're recording this a little bit ahead of time. So I hope I know what I'm doing.
I'm
just happy that Mother's Day comes first so that like I can see, you know,
he can set the tone of the expectations.
Yeah. Then I can be like, okay, what did he do? Like, what degree, you know, because it's hard. I mean, there's so many holidays and like, oh, you know, coming up, it's fun, but it can also be hard to think of what to do.
Yeah, that's so nice. Guys, I would be interested in hearing from our listeners and knowing, I'm sure you guys may have a Father's Day in your culture. Yeah. Are you celebrating it in June? When does it happen? A Mother's Day? Let us know. Come back to our blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes. Type in 1172 and tell us what happens in your culture. But yeah, this is great. That's awesome. Well, let us know what you end up doing.
Yeah, I will. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about Father's Day. Lindsay, what do you usually do on this holiday? Do you have any traditions? Is it a big deal for your family?
So for me, on both Mother's Day and Father's Day, it's just about spending time together. So we don't really do gifts in that sense. Mm-hmm. We don't go and get each other expensive gifts. It's really just about being together. So for example, you know, this is in June, this Father's Day. So I usually go down to the beach. I will probably go down to the beach house down there and hang out with them. My dad just had knee surgery. So he's recovering from that. So, you know, he's kind of hobbling around. But yeah, just spending time together. Maybe we'll have a barbecue on the deck. Maybe we'll go hang out on the beach. Just that kind of thing.
That's good. That's really fun. Oh, well, I hope you have a nice Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What about you guys? What do you guys typically do?
We usually, maybe we'll go out somewhere to eat. And we usually get a little gift. I mean, nothing too crazy, but, yeah. You know, something nice. And I don't know. Yeah, but I agree. It's just about being together. So I wouldn't say that we have a specific tradition that we don't go to like the same place every year or anything. But usually, I mean, I think Mother's Day and Father's Day are, you know, a lot of times kind of like brunch holidays or holidays. It's not really like a Father's Day dinner, right?
Yeah, these are springtime brunch holidays. Yeah. Exactly. So people might, I don't know, wear something nice, go out with the family for brunch. And then maybe, I know last Mother's Day, a few years ago, we took a walk through the public gardens in Boston and took photos with my whole family, like my little niece, in the flowers because the tulips were up at that time. And so we had a brunch and then we went and took photos with the family in the garden. So that kind of thing is a very typical spring Mother or Father's Day thing to do.
Nice. So, guys, yeah, today's episode is definitely dedicated to our dads. And, yeah. And Lindsay, do you have any special memories of your dad from growing up? That I'm putting you on the spot here.
For sure. I have so many, especially when he taught me to drive. That was fun, right? Oh. So learning to drive, and especially because the car that I had to learn on was a stick shift, which is tough, standard transmission, right? So I remember just like the car was always kind of bucking and I just couldn't quite figure out how to drive standard until I finally did. But I remember our driving lessons. We'd go out into a parking lot and he tried to show me how to drive standard and it was so hard, but lots of frustration at the time, but good memories looking back on it.
Aww. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. I also remember learning to drive with my dad. I remember he would try and teach me to parallel park and like, you know, then in like this big parking lot of a community center. He had like the big orange cones to try and teach me. And, I hate parallel parking, but he did teach me, well enough so that I could pass the test.
That's so, it's so funny that that's something that people often do with their dads. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a dad thing. Not that mothers can't do it. Of course they can. Like I could teach my kid to drive if I had a kid.
Right.
But it's so interesting that it tends to default to the dad. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know. I also remember I was going out to shop for my prom dress for my senior prom. Mm. And I really wanted to go with my mom, but my mom got sick.
Oh.
And I really, really needed a prom dress. Like it was like, I guess the prom was coming up soon and I kind of had waited till the last minute. So I brought my dad. And, you know, we were like, you know, I didn't really have any faith that he would know what to pick out,
yeah.
You know, that he would pick something good. I just kind of was like, okay, well, you probably should just stand in the corner while I look. But then he started making suggestions and he suggested this one dress. And I was like, wait a second, dad, that's actually good. And I still like to that this day, like look back on that dress and I'm like, that was an amazing dress and he found it. So when I should have had more faith.
Absolutely. I love that story, Michelle. Yeah, there are no specific gender roles. There's no reason why your dad can't help you find a dress. I love it.
Yeah. Guys, so we were thinking about other, you know, mom and dad episodes that we've done. So we want you to check out episode 1115, which is mom or mother, dad or father, which one should you use? So if you're looking for other dad themes, that's where you can find it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So that was a good question from a listener. Remember, we answered that. But today, Michelle, are we going into just some fun little dad phrases and quotes that are sort of embedded in American English?
Yeah, we're going to have fun with this. This is a really fun topic. So there's tons of them, right?
Yeah.
So I picked a few. So the first one is like father, like son.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this is completely in our culture. You see this written in places and spoken sometimes. It means when something, a son is just like his father, right? So for example, Billy was telling me he wants to be a chef. Like father, like son, his dad is a great cook. So what's the intonation that we use when we say that?
Well, here I would say, yeah, Billy was a great, was telling me he wants to be a chef. Like father, like son, his dad is a great cook.
Yeah.
Right? I think of it like father, like son, right?
Exactly. Like father, like son. There's a very specific rhythm that you guys should rewind, listen again to us saying it, and then go listen for it out in the world. You'll hear it again. It's like there's always specific ways to kind of say these phrases. It's interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
When it comes to IELTS, you need a plan, you need strategies, and you need a community. And we have all of that, but you can get started over at the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. Hit subscribe on the podcast and listen to us 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, to get started with the IELTS. And we'll see you over there. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Mm-hmm. What's the next one, Lindsay?
Dad bod. I feel like maybe this one is more in your world right now than
I don't know. Bod. I think I first remembered like my brother talking about this phrase, and then I started hearing it everywhere. It's kind of a newer one, but I hear dads talking about their dad bod. So it's short for dad body.
Yeah, bod is short for body. Right.
Right. So it's kind of like that, you know, that body when you're so exhausted from having kids, you might get a little bit chubby.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Either that or you lose weight, because my brother definitely like lost weight. I think he just didn't eat very much. Right.
That makes sense too.
Go in one direction or the other. It's not that you're going to the gym. It's that you don't have to, you either lose weight or you gain weight when you're just tired and busy and stressed.
Right. So that's what I think of as a dad bod, and dad's correct me if it means something else. But yeah, I think of it as like, yeah, just a little bit different than it was before you were a dad. So for example, like, ever since my son was born, I've stopped going to the gym. Whatever. I like my dad bod.
That's funny. Yeah, that's definitely a thing. I like the next one here, Michelle, because this made me think of actually a clip I watched on the New York Times last night, because Prince Harry just had his baby.
Right.
And did you see, as a video interview with him, and he had an absolute twinkle in his eye. He was in love. Like, you could just tell as he was describing his baby, he's like, this little thing, and a smile just, he was absolutely in love with his baby. And it's really nice, actually, to watch that clip, watch him being interviewed.
Okay, I have to check it out. Yeah. I have to say, oh, that's exciting.
So he definitely had a twinkle in his eye. So what's the phrase, Misha?
So the phrase is a twinkle in your father's eye. So I think, Lindsay, we're using it in a couple different ways here. Yeah, I definitely hear twinkle in your eye to be something that you like love.
Yeah.
Right. But or talking about something that you love. Mm-hmm. Right. You would use it like that.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Also, when you say like a twinkle in your father's eye, it's talking about, it's kind of a funny phrase. It's to talk about something that happened before someone was born.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard of it used this way.
You haven't?
No. I think of it more in the literal sense of like literally like when someone is just like they love their kids and it just like it sparkles. Just, they have like this look.
Oh, you don't know this way? Oh, this
no.
is that's interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, so just for an example, like you would say like, oh, your mom and I have been friends since you were just a twinkle in your father's eye.
Interesting.
You never heard? Oh, that's so funny. Because that was like the first thing I thought of, and you thought of the other.
No.
Yeah, it's basically saying, you know, since like you were made, right? That you're since you were just like kind of a like a smile on your dad, you know, like just like that like look in your father's eye before you were born.
Interesting. Okay. I like it. I'm learning something new today too.
Good.
Michelle. That's great. And hopefully our listeners are as well. And then we have a bonus, right, Michelle? I love it. We have to sneak this one in. We can't have an episode about dads and not talk about dad jokes.
Yeah. So, well, Lindsay, what is a dad joke?
Well, a dad joke is kind of a joke that's kind of, well, it's usually clean, right? Like no like profanity. Yeah. It's not biased. It's not rude. It's not crass. It's usually just kind of cheesy, right? It's something that a dad would tell his kids, a joke that a dad would tell his kids, right, Michelle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a joke that like the kids would then like roll their eyes. Like, well, probably when they're little, they'll think it's funny. And then, they start to roll their eyes like, oh, dad.
But the dad keeps telling the jokes, right? That's the point.
Oh, yeah.
That's the funny
thing. Yeah. Lindsay, do you want to tell a dad joke?
Well, we just grabbed a quick one. There's so many of them, guys, if you just Google dad jokes. But here's one. So, hey, Michelle, want to hear a joke about paper? Oh, Never mind. It's terrible.
Can you explain that one, Lindsay?
Okay, I like this one. So here we have a double meaning of terrible. So the way it's written that I'm reading is T-E-A-R-A-B-L-E, which means I can tear it like this paper. I'm tearing it, right?
nice.
But
one.
The other meaning of terrible, where it's spelled T-E-R-R-I-B-L-E, is what, Michelle?
Bad, awful.
It's awful. Yeah, exactly. So that's why it's just a play on the word terrible, like two different right. meanings of it, right? So,
right, and that's what a lot of dad jokes are.
Yeah, they're just kind of using that. Like one level of like joke. It's just not they're pretty easy to figure out and just kind of silly and cheesy. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited for Father's Day, and yeah. you know, I just want to start to you know close out the episode with a cool quote that I found. I don't. It said that the quote was unknown, so the okay. unknown who said it. So, but I'm just gonna say it anyway. A father is someone you look up to, no matter. Matter how tall you grow.
Oh, that's nice, Michelle. I like that. Yeah.
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 And again, just the meaning here is look up to, right? We think of like admire, right?
Admire.
You want to be mm-hmm. like them. But here it means, you know, you look up to them, but it's also talking about physically looking up to them.
I love it. Awesome. Mm-hmm. This is good. I'm glad we covered this topic today. So guys, coming away today from today's episode, we want to know about your culture. Like, do you guys celebrate Father's Day, Mother's mm-hmm. Day? When is it? What do you do? What is typical? Mm-hmm. Do you give gifts? So come back to our blog and let us know. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation about this.
For sure. Yeah, this was fun, Lindsay. And we wish all the dads a happy Father's Day coming up.
Definitely.
And yeah, Lindsay, I hope you have a great day with your dad.
Yeah, you too, Michelle. Enjoy. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.